Every year around this time, tens of thousands of law enforcement officers from across the country gather for a memorial in Washington, D.C. in a week of meetings, bonding, and general all-around solidarity. FBI Director James Comey delivered a video message for the officers coming this year and the 137 officers, deputies, and agents killed on the job in 2015.
These tragedies remind us that our safety and our freedoms, which we hold so dear, are purchased at great cost.
It's National Police Week. And is this an appropriate outlook for law enforcement? Certainly no one would begrudge them a week of R&R in the nation's capital. But are police officers a separate team from the citizens they protect? Is a circling the wagon, us versus them culture of policing compounding the problems today? FBI Director Comey this week addressed one of those problems across the country by referencing what he called a viral video effect that may be at the heart of a spike in homicides across the country since January.
Director Comey can't overlook the possibility that perhaps it's poor management in police departments. Perhaps officers are being told to pull back. We've heard that from a number of quarters, that officers are being told to stand down. And this certainly is as much a possibility as his totally unfounded assertion.
That's James Pascoe, Jr., Executive Director of the National Fraternal Order of Police. Can it be said that viral videos are the problem and that the cost of a new accountability by police officers to their citizens is a fall off in tough crime enforcement? Do we accept that or call it a form of extortion? You prosecute us for brutality, we will relax or hesitate in our enforcement of violent crime. Well, of course, no one is saying that. But Jeff Asher, a crime analyst based in New Orleans, has recently taken a look and found both a surprising jump in murder rates over the winter and a decrease in arrests following the police killings of civilians in Chicago. Is there a viral video mentality? Citizen videos have revealed brutal and deadly policing tactics. Just over a year ago, Freddie Gray, his arrest caught on a cell phone camera, led to outrage and months of protests in Baltimore. DeRay McKesson, activist and former candidate for mayor in Baltimore, joins us now. DeRay McKesson, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So is there a general way in which these police murders of the last year or two have created an overall change in the environment for law enforcement and for civilians?
What we do see is more scrutiny to the police across the country in a way that I think is important. We see the police officers being held accountable and people asking questions about police accounts and police reports in ways that simply were not happening in the public space before August of 2014. And I think that is really important. What we haven't seen, though, is any causation between police accountability and any spike in crime or arrests or violence in communities. That is a myth. It's disappointing that Comey continues to perpetuate what we know to be untrue.
Jeff Asher, is the Chicago situation and the data you found in Chicago, does it support this idea of police maybe, you know, backing off as a way of responding to the viral video mentality that Director Comey is talking about?
Well, something definitely changed in Chicago, and we were able to correlate it chronologically very closely with the release of the Laquan McDonald video in November of last year. And it's not just that gun violence went up right after the video was released at a time when traditionally we would expect gun violence to be going down as the Chicago winter sets in. In addition, arrests went down significantly, but also a lot of the measures of proactive policing. Rob Arthur and I, in our 538 article, brought up drug violations as a measure of proactive policing. And December of 2015 saw the largest decrease from 1 month to the next in terms of drug violations in the previous 10 plus years in Chicago.
Although here is a, quite frankly, bitter sounding response from James Pascoe, Jr., the executive director of the National Fraternal Order of Police.
You know, it's possible that police officers are doing the job to the best of their ability every single day, risking their lives out there to keep America as safe as possible, given the poverty and the failed economy and the failed educational system and the rotting infrastructure that people are forced to live within.
DeRay McKesson, what concerns me about what Pascoe is saying there and all of this is that it's possible that police and the civilian world are responding to everything that's happened since 2014 in very different ways. In other words, we're not finding common ground. We're finding separate tents to go under. Do you feel that?
I think the public has been incredibly open to having a conversation about what should change. I have not seen police departments around the country actually be as open to talk about and acknowledge that there's something with the policing culture that is problematic. I think that Pascoe's comments actually highlight the problematic nature when he is suggesting that this is just as good as it can get. That, like, if Laquan McDonald is a casualty of good policing, how he defines it, then that just is what it is. And I think that's really dangerous. And Asher's research, I think, is interesting. I think that we should continue to ask these questions to get to why. I want to be careful, though, to note that there is nobody saying that this is causation, that he is saying that there seems to be correlation and this could be one answer, but in no way is that definitive. I think the data set is actually not large enough to say anything conclusive.
Jeff Asher, is it possible that FBI Director Comey's remark, viral video effect, may conceal some pattern that they're seeing in the FBI data, because they do have a huge amount of crime stats?
The way that crime data is collected and organized and distributed in this country makes answering that question virtually impossible. It won't be until September of 2016 until we'll actually see the FBI's 2015 data. There's no way of really knowing whether or not the FBI has data about 2016 trends that we're unable to decipher, unable to analyze. All of the open crime data that's available right now provides us some glimpse into what is happening in 2016. And it doesn't suggest that there's been some sort of national sea change.
So that suggests, DeRay, that you know what Comey is saying borders on irresponsible. I mean, he's talking about stuff that he may or may not have information on, but he makes this blanket statement that suggests that law enforcement isn't interested in accountability.
So he continues to make it, and that's actually what's most problematic, is that President Obama, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, they have distanced themselves from ever making these statements in public. They don't make them. They talk about this data, and they talk about what's happened in these three cities specifically with much more nuance. And Comey has been dogmatic about suggesting that the Ferguson effect is real. And recently he's saying he's not calling it the Ferguson effect, but he is essentially saying the exact same thing. And that's a real problem. But when we think about a whole culture change, that this has to be deeply rooted and systemic. And we've just not seen police officers or police chiefs publicly rally around that. And that has to be a part of the work. And Comey's statements don't encourage collaboration. They continue to encourage this friction, especially because it's not based in facts.
DeRay McKesson is an activist and former candidate for mayor in the city of Baltimore. Jeff Asher is a crime analyst based in New Orleans who's written for 538. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
DeRay, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.